about playing a team like Anaheim. They don't make many mistakes, do they?
No. There's a reason why they're where they're at in the standings. They're a good team, and they don't give you much, and they make you pay when you make a mistake. And this is one of those games where it was a tough game all around.
You guys looked like you got the start you wanted. How were they able to turn the tables on you?
You know, I think we just didn't keep that pace up. We weren't going as best as we could. You know, you're playing one of the better teams in the league, and you're not playing your best game. They're gonna make you pay. And you know, we weren't bad tonight, but we weren't where we needed to be.
Any ideas on why things were a bit out of sync at all?
I don't know. I think, you know, we're used to getting those quick starts, and it's been a while since we were trailing by two goals in a game. And I don't know. I mean, it just kind of, you know, sucked the wind out of us a bit when they got that lead. And, you know, we came out, and I thought we played a really hard third. We were trying to get something going and trying to get some chances. And that's kind of the way we needed to play all night. And, you know, if you don't play that way for 60 minutes against that team, you know, you're probably not going to win.
Based on that, Brian, then is it fair to say then there's still some work to do when in a complete game when you guys are going up against an elite team like an Anaheim or St. Louis along that line there?
Yeah, I think so. I think everything we do when we're playing good, you know, we got to do even better when we're playing against a top team, because there's you know, it's, I don't know if we change our game or we try and do too much or too little, but I mean, that's something we need to figure out, because you know, if we're going to have a shot at this thing, we need to figure out how to beat the top teams in the league.